InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Sunday, February 19th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be here for the next 2 hours. I know Troyer has a very special broadcast with three guests joining him on a host of topics, including the big anti-war bipartisan demonstrations in D.C., the ongoing disaster unfolding in Ohio, and the train derailment. I'm going to be covering World War III that has already begun. I want to thank you all for joining us. Everything we witness by the ruling globalist is an attempt to demoralize us and break our will and condition us to accept successive increases in horror and to give up hope, but we cannot do that. I saw this clip this morning and I thought surely it's out of context, and it's not. I have the transcript here where he says, why don't we just start eating babies? We've got all this extra baby parts, millions we kill every year. Why don't we just eat them? So that's the next evolution, and you will eat the bugs as you will eat the dead babies. The example I often use is, if we want to get to ethical bedrock, we should be able to say things like, why can't we eat babies? There are sometimes extra babies in the world. They're full of protein. Can't we eat them? It's not a conversation about eating babies. It's a conversation about how you can close the door to this idea that we both recognize as repellent, and, well, we recognize that it's the way. But there are people out there who will say, hey, Sam Harris is a guy who wonders, can we eat babies? But isn't that what this whole system is? It's a system where we don't value others around us, we don't value ourselves, and we don't stand up for others, nobody stands up for us, and then we're isolated, atomized, alone individuals that this predatory system can have its way with. And that's what the New World Order is setting up. Here's a short clip of Sam Harris on the Young Turds talking about eating the babies.
You know, why can't we eat babies? What's wrong with eating babies? If we've got extra babies around that nobody wants, why can't we eat?
And then he goes on, as I read you the full quote. Extra babies. Remember when I said on Joe Rogan like 4 years ago, the governor of Virginia at the time said, we gonna get rid of the baby after they born. And I made the satirical line that, why are we wasting 7 pounds of meat? But they are using every part of the baby for medical experiments and the medical industry, and when we allow ourselves to be defiled and degraded like that, we're made in the image of God, and we allow these sick abortionists to do horrible things to the dead and dying babies even after they're out of the womb, we all die inside. All right, we got a hell of a broadcast lined up. I have prepared a lot yesterday and a lot today. And so this is going to be a broadcast you're not going to want to miss. Because we have to face the full horror and then not make a friend of that horror, but make an enemy of that horror to defeat it. Stay with us.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot. This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
That's called World War III.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du hast mich. Du hast.
It's Sunday, February 19th, 2023. We're live. Defiance of the enemy's attempts to silence us. We're here because of you, the viewers and listeners, and your great support and your will. And I salute you and I thank you. I have to cover all this tonight, and we have an amazing guest, Chris Skye, joining us in the second hour. So I'm going to try to be as calm as possible and at least get through the headlines on this and dig into quite a few of these stories in depth. We have a large World War III escalation of stacks, four stacks dealing with that. I'll hit that first. Then we have a massive stack on the mainlining of woke culture and the main pillars of it being pedophilia and race war. And so we're going to be looking at that in great detail. Also, I came across a compilation of the government blowing up Building 7. And I haven't talked about this very much in the recent years. I thought we'd go back to the smoking gun of 9/11 being an inside job. That is coming up. Also, the Gateway Pundit has the same sources I have, and they've done a better job than anybody when it comes to exposing January 6th and how that was a false flag setup. I have sources inside the trial, but obviously they'll be disbarred or arrested if they are known, the information they've given me. We've mentioned a lot of it. We've talked about it, but the Gateway Pundit's done a great job really covering it ad nauseum, every detail. 15 facts on the dozens of federal operatives who infiltrated the Trump crowds on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol and led the attack. I'm going to ask Jim Hoff to come on sometime this week and cover this, but I know he has the same sources because I've talked to him, and I'm giving this to other national talk show hosts. I'm told they're working on it, but it's incredible. It's come out in the trial, but they kicked the jury and the media out during this, that the judge knows the feds ran the attack, and they know all the specifics. And the federal informants inside the Proud Boys and inside the Oath Keepers told them there was no plan to attack the Capitol, but that's not allowed in front of the jury. So next level injustice, weaponized courts, that's just one stack. Huge vaccine news. Mainstream top German newspapers, top British newspapers, and major U.S. publications are reporting what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Robert Barnes told you here a year and a half ago, that they faked the first little initial trials. They didn't do pre-trials they told the public about. They actually did on rats. They killed a bunch of them. But they then did some fake trials, field trials during the rollout now 2 years ago. And now mainstream media is reporting that they covered that up. So that's an incredible stack of news on that front. Also, thousands protesting against World Economic Forum backed 15-minute cities that turn quadrants of every town and city into prisons and break them up into subsections. I told you all about that in my film Endgame because it was in the blueprint then. But now they're going operational. They just announced 15-minute cities a month ago in England. Since then, Germany, France, liberal leftist areas, the U.S., Canada, Australia, New Zealand, they've all announced it. And somebody found a clip of Nancy Pelosi. I'd never seen this clip. In 92, admitting to the whole Agenda 21 takeover plan. So we'll be playing that as well. We are also going to get to the Catholic bishop in Los Angeles who lived in a modest home, murdered, shot in the chest today, and killed. And that just adds into all the crime statistics off the charts. But if you live in Chicago or L.A. or San Francisco or, hell, even Houston now, you are crazy. And Austin used to be a very safe town. It is dangerous as hell. And I don't tell my wife what to do. I don't boss her around. But I told her, you don't go get your nails done downtown anymore. You don't go meet your friends for lunch down there anymore. And if I find out about it, there's going to be big problems. Because so many of her friends and people have been mugged, shaken down, you name it. I mean, just where I live, they literally, just last night, Savannah Hernandez shot footage of it in Austin. There was a big brawl broke out. The police tried to pull up and do something about it. And so a giant crowd of over 1,000 people chased the police down. And the police turned and fled. So, I mean, it's just, it's all totally over the top. The designed breakdown of society. Also, I've been giving Elon Musk, not a pass, but I've had my judgment on hold while I collate and cogitate and try to see what he's really doing over there at Twitter, because I like a lot of the things he's doing. I dislike some of the things he's doing. Obviously, he hasn't brought me back and said some terrible things about me that weren't true, but I get I'm the sacrificial lamb, so everybody else can come back, but Alex Jones is still the bad guy. But a couple months into this Twitter files, what are we, 2.5 months in, they've done now the 16th drop. So they did the first drops real quick. Now Matt Taibbi, that's the gatekeeper over at Rolling Stone, it's a trickle now. And I was thinking, why don't you release all of it or large sections, not just select groups? Like, oh, they were mean. U.S. senators wanted Zero Hedge censored and controlled. Well, we know that, and it's wrong what happened to Zero Hedge. But what about the Alex Jones files? And I know they haven't released all the Trump files. Or where's the Fauci files? We heard a month ago, 5 weeks ago, he was going to release it in a week. Never did it. So I'm getting to some serious issues here with old Elon Musk and what's going on. Is he just blackmailing the power structure, leave him alone regulatorily with his SpaceX and his brain chip company and his self-driving car company and all the rest of it? I mean, is that what this is really, really all about? So we're going to be looking at that as well. There is a lot to cover. They've had a former MSNBC host come out and say that they were not allowed to say one bad thing about a Democrat and they were threatened to be fired. We don't really need whistleblowers to tell us that. We already know that, but there's an article, several articles on that and big interviews that have come out as well. So I'm glad that information is starting to come out, but it's kind of like telling us water's wet and the sky's blue and ducks like to paddle around at the park and the pond. So we're going to be looking at all of that and more today. Also, there is a lot of anti-Second Amendment information going on. The ATF, and I've already seen this happening on the ground, but a big ATF directive from Biden got leaked last week, and it says they have a plan to shut down most gun shops in the country by using regulations that if one I is dotted incorrectly or one T, literally, in any of their paperwork going back, in some cases decades, they will be shut down. So white glove inspections for the gun shops, an end run around the Constitution. Also, this CNBC headline, brain implant startup backed by Bezos, Gates is testing mind-controlled computing on humans. Trump slams Biden over East Palestine. As soon as I announced I'm going, he announced a team will go. Yeah, Biden was ignoring it and refusing even federal aid, which is outrageous, until Trump said he was going, and he's still refusing federal aid. So we're going to hit all of this and more one way or another today. Please remember, we cannot run this show or fund this critical operation that reaches millions of people a day without you, and I appreciate all the work you do buying great products at InfoWarsStore.com that enrich your life and spreading the word about the broadcast and praying for us. All three are critical and essential and paramount. We have a lot of great products, and a lot of great products that have been sold out for, in one case, over a year, another case, over 2 years, because we wouldn't cut quality during the lockdowns and supply chain breakdown. But Ultimate Bone Broth is really a fantastic product, is back in stock, and so is our prebiotic, not probiotic, prebiotic formula that I really miss, that does incredible things for gut health, helps reduce a key type of amino acid that's anti-cancer, so much more in the gut. You really owe it to yourself, the highest quality product for gut health. And so that product is also back in product. Our gut prebiotic is back in stock. Also, Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra, two different but equally powerful and amazing nootropic natural brain boosters are back in stock, and they're 50% off. Physique Magnesium's back in stock, has both the good types of magnesium. Nobody else has that, but it's going to sell out soon. Very limited quantity of that, so we have the Physique Magnesium. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take action and get great products for keeping us on the air at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with World War III news as Biden goes to Europe. Let's talk to Jordan in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to alert everybody that I found clinical data that proves one thing coming from the shots, and this is that everybody who received an active dose of the COVID injection received some sort of form of encephalitis through the shot.
That's right. Well, what causes mad cow? They're giving you a prion protein infection.
Yes, and so everybody taking this has had effect on their mental capacity. So I got into this because my wife took the Moderna vaccine and I saw strange neurological effects immediately. And she even admitted that it caused hallucinations, weird things happening, auditory hallucinations, weird stuff. And when we talk about all the mind control stuff and all the various things that we've talked about, people miss the fact that there has been clinical data of articles on this, clinical research done by a team of physicians who aren't part of the system in Japan and in parts of the Middle East, and residents who didn't know not to report this in American hospitals, that encephalitis was one of the key things that was a side effect of this.
By the way, I was just telling the crew to pull this up, because I haven't searched this in months and I should have been focused more on it. You got my commitment to. What do you search? Encephalitis connected to vaccine? What do people search right now?
Encephalitis COVID-19 vaccine. That's the best way to do it.
Encephalitis COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, go.
You'll see dozens of articles, clinical research all over the place in various medical journals. Okay, this is what I used to do when I worked the pharmaceutical industry, is find stuff like this, right? So this hasn't been scrubbed as effectively because everything's been about the myocarditis and all the rest. But you have to realize that there's a subtle neurological damage that's occurred to everybody who's taken this. And when we have these questions about why aren't people waking up and what's wrong with everybody and things get more bizarre, I personally think my theory based upon my research is that this has something to do with it. So there is a neurological damage that occurred to everybody who took an active dose of this thing. So those people have some sort of form or had a form of encephalitis, the long-term neurological effects, which are not being studied. And of course, at the end of every one of these articles, it says specifically, oh, this is a rare side effect. But when you go ahead and count all these articles that your people can find or anybody can find by searching the internet, you start to see that it actually then takes it off the curve trend that they're specifying in these articles. And there's not been any long-term studies done because of the state of emergency and all the rest of it. And so all I'm saying is that these people have been neurologically affected. And I think most of the people that took this have some sort of form of, you know, at least starting what's called semantic dementia, which means that they may appear very normal, but there's subtle hints that you may get that these people aren't thinking correctly. At first, everybody's talking about the brain fog, right? And the failure to come to words, that's one of the direct symptoms on the NIH site of encephalitis.
And you let's know, be clear, the virus and the disease does it as well, but nothing compared to the injections. Powerful call, Jordan. Thank you from New Jersey.
Hey, what's up, Bone?
Hey, McBreen. What's going on, man?
Good to see you.
Hey, really liked that work you did on the AI piece. I'm going to use that on the show today.
Right on. I worked hard on that. Yeah. I'm working on another project, so I'm going to be up late again tonight, and I was hoping you had some Brain Force Plus.
Oh, no.
No, nothing. Nothing. What about Brain Force Ultra?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks anyway.
Yeah. Good luck with that project, though.
Get your Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
But where are clowns. Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns.
Don't worry, they're here.
Well, maybe next year.
All right. Well, the clown in chief is now making his way via Air Force One to Europe. Kamala Harris, the junior clown, the vice clown, says Russia has committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine. Well, maybe so, but starting the war was a crime against humanity, and so is pushing a deadly shot on the public. Here is Kamala Harris, the clown, from Europe.
And there is no doubt, these are crimes against humanity.
What a joke. What an empty suit. I mean, my God, she's got the charisma of a librarian.
The United States has formally determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity. And I say to all those who have perpetrated these crimes and to their superiors who are complicit in these crimes, you will be held to account. In the face of these indisputable facts, to all of us here in Munich, let us renew our commitment to accountability. Let us renew our commitment to the rule of law.
Isn't it rich?
As we escalate straight into World War III, wow. One of the decisive moments of his presidency, Biden heads to troubled Europe. Troubled is putting it lightly. It's the end of the world as we know it, and Munich feels nervous. Yeah, Germany's really getting concerned, Politico says. With Ukraine war at its doorstep, Poland becomes the West firebrand, the main base for all the weapons factories and training. Senator McConnell is not America first. He's working with Senate leader Chuck Schumer, pushing Ukraine war while ignoring the destruction of America at home. 20,000 protesters marched for peace in Munich to protest Kamala Harris's Ukraine war. Putin launches large-scale exercises of strategic nuclear forces on eve of Joe Biden's trip to Europe. There's another interview that's on InfoWars.com. I'm not going to torture you with it unless you want to watch it. Andrea Mitchell, blank stares, says it all after Kamala Harris butchers interview with Word Salad. I mean, it's literally scrambled information. It's been reported out of Austria. Generals have reported that there's over 20,000 NATO soldiers now fighting. Well, that's actually all admitted. We've got more videos of the Ukrainian troops hailing Hitler and doing the Nazi salute. Half of Ukraine was Nazi in World War II. And then I spent a lot of time this weekend watching Russian and Ukrainian trophy videos. And boy, to see Chinese-made drones bought by the U.S. and given to Ukraine that have been broken, jailbroke, where they don't have the geofencing in them, dropping hand grenades into tanks, open ports, into troops huddling in artillery craters. It's very, very dystopic, to say the least. Watch hundreds of these videos, hundreds of them, and both sides are just slaughtering each other. Young men and old men all being fed into a meat grinder, all started by George Soros, all put into motion by the globalists, bragging about it on CNN years ago that they were starting a proxy war and that Putin's taking the bait, and then Putin takes the bait. And now we're off to the races, ladies and gentlemen. But all sorts of explosions in Moscow of key government buildings and facilities. Ukraine's been taking credit for that. Lots of footage of young men being grabbed off the streets in Kiev and being drug off, press ganged into military service. And it just goes on and on and on. Here's one of the drones the Ukrainians bragged they're using. Cost $1,749. We have one here in InfoWars. And then they just hang a few hand grenades to it, and it goes in and drops them on them. That's the Skynet war that's happening. Meanwhile, in Iran, the last month, happened again a few days ago, they're having some of their key military facilities blown up by Israeli drones. So as you can see, this war has escalated extremely fast. There's more footage we came in from the break with of a train coming out of Poland carrying a whole bunch of Abrams M1A1 frontline battle tanks. So this is what the escalation into World War III against a nuclear power looks like. And it's hurting the European economy. It's hurting the American economy. It's hurting economies around the world. But still, we barrel headlong into thermal nuclear war. And most analysts agree that's exactly where it's going to lead if it isn't de-escalated quickly. It's surreal to be just up here calmly talking about it. This shouldn't be a right-wing issue. Shouldn't be a left-wing issue. Should be a common-sense issue. Hunter linked to Russian oligarch who was involved in former FBI incident. They've now had the FBI high-level counter-espionage head arrested being involved. So we are thoroughly penetrated by the Russians and the Chinese and so many others. It is just a complete mess. Betting on Ukraine victory was suicidal. Seymour Hersh has an article on InfoWars.com where he just explains that because of corruption on both sides, it's going to go on basically and just escalate, and that the Russians historically are not going to give up, so it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And now the Russians have put their hypersonic missile production into high gear where they're producing over 100 of them a day. These missiles go Mach 9. Nothing can shoot them down. The U.S. has systems that go Mach 20, by the way. But nothing can shoot them down. And they're normally nuclear-tipped, but these are being filled with 500 pounds of plastic explosive. And so that's now what they're going to start raining down on Ukraine. Putin hasn't even started using the high-tech stuff yet. This situation is completely and totally out of control. Meanwhile, Iran could fuel several atomic bombs, UN official says. I agree with that. So, it's looking a lot like World War III. We're going to come back with critical information straight ahead. Please stay with us.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there. And your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
There's two very important reasons to not give up hope, even when things seem hopeless. The first is that it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I sort of see this as the, you know, the morale of the troops. If the troops that are fighting think they're going to lose, think they've already lost, don't know what they're fighting for, don't have any hope, then they have lost. Here's the story that I'm thinking of. It says, England is lost forever. That's it, I guess, then. Okay, let's all die then. Great. Well done. Go jump in the ocean if you believe that. It says, lately I have this strange pain in my gut, a tight, sick feeling that has nothing to do with my physical health. It's the feeling that my home is lost forever. And it's not just me. It says, I'm honestly kind of in mourning right now. Mourning for my country, for my people, for my culture and my heritage, all of which I have discovered are terminally ill and are going to endure a slow, miserable death over the coming decades. I'm going to be the doctor today. And I'm going to tell you, yes, we're in stage 4 cancer. Yes, it's going to be a little bit difficult to get out of this. Yes, you look like you're on your last legs, but if you want to die, then accept that fate and die. If you want to live, then you have to reject death and stand up against it and fight back. It's like you're saying they're watching somebody choking a loved one to death. They're not dead yet. They're looking at you. They're struggling. They're trying to fight back, but they're having the life choked out of them. And you're sitting there going, oh, it's so sad. I loved you so much, and here you are, dead. And they're just like, ah, 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 and they're, you're just like, yeah, it's just, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing. To do something, I would have to commit violence, and I can't do that. So, you know, I'm just going to let the murderer choking you to death choke you to death. You're just going to stand here and allow this to happen. Self-shackled, self-muzzled cowards. That, again, is just the heart of our entire problem.
Watch the American Journal weekday mornings, 8 to 11 central at band.video.
If you go to onlinehealthnow.com, connect with trusted and unbiased doctors at the Wellness Company.
And I tell you, I'm honored to be the chief scientific officer of the company. I contribute with, like so many else do there, so many wonderful doctors. Far and away, the most popular product is Dr. Vandewater's detoxification supplement that features nattokinase. It's a natural proteolytic enzyme. This one is the only enzyme that we're aware of right now that dissolves the spike protein. This is very important. The spike protein is loaded in the body with the COVID-19 infection and definitely with the vaccines. People are low with the spike protein. They don't feel well. This is a potential solution. Hydroxychloroquine comes from a natural substance. So does ivermectin and now nattokinase. Isn't it interesting? Natural substances, in a sense, combating this man-made disaster, SARS-CoV-2 and the vaccines.
OnlineHealthNow.com, thank you for your support, and thank you for getting into that because it's important. You didn't come here to do that, but I made you do it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You want tomorrow's news? You want next year's news? You want next decade's news today? You get it here. We know what we're talking about. That's why the enemies of humanity want us off the air. It's only you, the listeners and viewers, that stand between the globalists and this broadcast. And I thank you for defending us, standing with us. I salute you again. Remember that. All right. I talk about this quite a bit, but it's very important to let this sink in. I know most of you know this, but for new listeners, I want to explain something. The art of authoritarian and totalitarian regimes is always to pick a minority to strip of their rights. And then once the majority doesn't stand up for the minority's rights, everyone's rights are taken. That's why in a republic, constitutional republic, we're not a pure democracy, you can have 51% vote to say, put black people back into slavery. It doesn't happen because there's a Bill of Rights, there's a Constitution enshrining those rights, not creating those rights, but defending them. And so they had the Cold War to set up the police state and the spy grid. And then when that was ending, they needed 9/11, not saying radical Islam doesn't exist, but as a pretext to expand the control and the Patriot Act and the Total Information Awareness Network. And then you notice they've now segued out of that into environmentalism, where all humans are bad and cows are bad and everything with carbon is bad and they have to control us and track us and surveil us and censor us for our safety. And then we all could carry viruses that are deadly, so we've got to be surveilled and censored and corralled, and they've got to build camps to quarantine people, and folks have to be disappeared. And now in Australia and Canada and the UK and Germany, they say, well, if you protest a lockdown, that's bad too. We'll take you to a COVID center for that as well. So they're just mainlining this. So first, it's got to take your rights because of the Russians. Then it's got to take your rights because of the Muslims while the borders are wide open. Then it's, oh, got to take your rights to save the earth, and oh, to save you from the deadly virus and save you from yourself. So there's a lot of these compilations out there, and I came across one today that just shows some of the local newscasts and the police and firefighters saying they were given the order to get back from Building 7, the 47-story FBI-CIA headquarters, the second largest FBI-CIA substation in the United States, in the world. And that day, I remember at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd been on air since the morning. I drove down the street like a mile to a pizza place to get a pizza. And I'm driving back, and they had CBS Radio still on the air then on KLBJ 590. And I heard CBS News report that they were going to blow up Building 7 in about 15 minutes to save the other buildings. Well, it takes days to plant explosives in a building, folks, if not weeks. But back then, things weren't archived to the internet. But years later, things got archived once there was enough bandwidth, enough compression, enough servers. So about 5 years after 9/11, all these videos got put online. And the audio, the newscast, and the rest of it. CBS, NBC, CNN, BBC. And then later they said, no, we never said that. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, here's a compilation of some of those. And also the dancing Israelis that got arrested across the water in New Jersey, jumping up and down, that were videotaping it. And I'm not saying Israel did 9/11, but the way the globalists work is they get multiple intelligence agencies involved, just like Epstein was Mossad, MI6, and CIA. I do believe elements of Israeli government were involved in 9/11. And it's come out that Israel's helped fund al-Qaeda and ISIS. So has our government. So there's also a few clips of that. So here's that short compilation.
Department, the fire department, and they did use the word, we're going to have to bring it down.
We heard this sound that sounded like a clap of thunder. It looked like there was a shock wave ripping through the building, and the windows all busted out. About a second later, the bottom floor caved out. The building followed after that, and we saw the building crash down all the way to the ground.
And I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. Looked like it had been done by a demolition crew. The whole thing just collapsing down on itself.
Okay, hit pause for a moment. Coming up is Larry Silverstein from a PBS documentary that aired 2 years after 9/11, saying they gave the order to pull it and watch the building come down. Pull it means controlled demolition, but hear it for yourself.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
And pause again. So this is one of those type situations where the CDC in October 2000 put out a document months before the shots began saying it'll cause blood clots, myocarditis, strokes, you know, dozens of other horrible things, infertility. And it was all true, and they knew. And they want to just act like that's not there. Same thing with this. I interviewed the firefighters and police that heard the countdown and were told that the building was about to be brought down by the feds. And then we interviewed the deputy head of Newark Emergency Management, Barry Jennings, who mysteriously died after we interviewed him. But we talked to the neighbors. They said there was all these vans and feds there and that they moved out of the house before he was announced dead. So probably witness relocation program. But who knows? He may have actually died. We don't know. We're allowed to speculate here. But that's how deep I investigated this, okay? Went to New York dozens of times, covered it. So I talked to the eyewitnesses, not just the clips. Now here's where the Israelis come in.
Since September 11th, more than 60 Israelis have been arrested or detained, either under the new Patriot Anti-Terrorism Law or for immigration violations. A handful of active Israeli military were among those detained, according to investigators, who say some of the detainees also failed polygraph questions when asked about alleged surveillance activities against and in the United States. Numerous classified documents obtained by Fox News indicate that even prior to September 11th, as many as 140 other Israelis had been detained or arrested in a secretive and sprawling investigation into suspected espionage by Israelis in the United States. The majority of those questioned, quote, stated they served in military intelligence, electronic surveillance intercept, and or explosive ordnance units.
All right, so just thought I'd get that out there. I hadn't covered that in a while. That's when the American people were being made the enemy. And now, environmentalism, the virus, you're even more the enemy. See how that works. And I told you back at the time, you would be the target, I would be the target, and now we are. Now let's shift gears into the New World Order and how they want to cut your resources off and get you totally under their control with the social credit score, social system of the universal basic income. Thousands protest against World Economic Forum-backed 15-minute cities in the UK, where they're now dividing towns and cities into quadrants and not letting you leave in your car or come in with a car into those areas. Now they're talking about making you wear bracelets to come and go. This is all part of Agenda 2030. Here's another one. Democrats in Minnesota now following California that passed a law last year, now pushing for a ban on gas-powered lawnmowers and chainsaws, and, of course, a ban of wood-fired stoves and, of course, fireplaces. When we come back, we have Nancy Pelosi back in 1992 after George Herbert Walker Bush signed Agenda 21, the Rio de Janeiro Pact, trying to get it passed in the U.S. House of Representatives. Because remember, you can pull up literally hundreds of news articles with the Washington Post and CNN and the New York Times saying that it does not exist. There is no Agenda 21. There is no Agenda 2030. There is no replacement migration. Even though there are official treaties and official plans, they do not exist. Even though it's on the official WEF website, does not exist. Now, if you're for it, it exists and you're a good person, your social credit score will go up. You won't be censored for now. But if you say it exists and don't like it, you are now crazy, then it doesn't exist, the definition of gaslighting. And then we'll shift gears into the brain implant headline, Bill Gates, Bezos invest in microchip mind control program. That's the headline, CNBC. Oh, my goodness. And so we'll be going over all of that. And there's a lot on the destruction of our children front we're going to be breaking down as well straight ahead. And Chris Skye joins us. Infowars.com, Band.video, and NewsWars.com. Those are the coordinates of freedom. Those are the coordinates to promote.
Yo, Rom, I got that video that you wanted me to do the report on. Do you want a 5 or a 10 minute video? Rob, do you want a 5 or a 10 minute video report? What is going on? What the? Oh my gosh.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. I'm not going to belabor this. We've got a big guest coming up, but it was one of our top 5 best-selling products. It's supply chain breakdowns. We've been able to get it for over 2.5 years. We reformulated it and made it even better. Ultimate Bone Broth plus Primal Human Nutrition, the best bone broth out there, hands down. I challenge you to find better. And the regular stuff that's just regular bone broth that's great for your joints and body is on average the same price as this. They have premium brands that sell for 30-40% more. This is the ultimate premium brand. Supposed to just have concentrated chicken bone broth or turmeric root or chaga mushroom or bee pollen or goji berry or alfalfa herb powder, all the incredible things that does. It's got 5 grams of organic soluble acacia fiber to support digestive health, 400 milligrams of sunflower lecithin, organic aishi berry antioxidants, added electrolytes to help you recover from exercise, magnesium, potassium, sodium, real organic cocoa bean powder for the flavoring with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. This is cutting edge. You need Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for years, just like Real Red Pill Plus. Finally, a limited run, back in stock, and it keeps us on air. If you got joint pain, you're old, you're young, you're in sports, you're not, you got arthritis, you really need to try this. This thing was a 5-star, thousands of reviews when we could no longer produce it anymore, and it's finally back, a game changer. Bone Broth Plus, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Well, I just want to say about Diet Force.
Diet Force
is amazing. I'm 45, and I have bits. I go to the gym, and I have bits that won't move. And Diet Force has helped me move those bits. Like, under my pecs, my belly, I'm just taking Diet Force 2 tablets a day. Man, if you're, like, struggling to get, like, chip shape for the ladies, mate, Diet Force is the go. You have to get the Diet Force and have 2 a day and just keep acting.
InfoWarsStore.com, X7 Diet Force.
InfoWarsStore.com, baby.
Now on sale.
Diet Force.
We're cutting that ad. We're cutting that call into an ad. I can guarantee you that. Thank you so much for the call, Grant. God bless Australia. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. Get it now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the final segment of the first hour. I'll be back in the second hour with Chris Sky and more. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So, the globalist need a management system where it makes the public the enemy, the public the problem. That's the fake environmentalism saying what we breathe, what we exhale is toxic, the carbon dioxide is evil, that we've all got viruses, that we've got to be surveilled and tracked and censored, and they've got to take control of our bodies. But if you go back to the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit in 92 that George Herbert Walker Bush, Mr. New World Order, signed on to, it's the basis of the carbon taxes, the regulations, the 15-minute cities, the wilderness corridors. None of it has to do with the environment. All but has to do with a power grab and a surveillance police state grid with the United Nations in control of the whole thing, with corporations writing policy for the United Nations. And so here's Nancy Pelosi on the floor of the House in 92 trying to get the treaty ratified and trying to get subsequent bills passed. They didn't. But just like there was never a law passed for carbon taxes to shut down most of our coal power plants, as they put off carbon dioxide the plants breathe, they still did it. Supreme Court ruled over a year ago, that early 2022, that the federal government had no power to regulate these plants and say carbon dioxide is toxic without law. They still do it. But at least the Supreme Court's moving in the right direction. So this is cutting off our resources. China makes zero cuts. Mexico makes zero cuts. India and hundreds of other third world countries. But we have to make cuts designed where the United States cannot be an industrial power. That's the name of the game with the infrastructure falling apart. So here's Nancy Pelosi in the imaginary, according to the New York Times. This does not exist. According to them, this is a deep fake. This is not real. Here it is.
The Earth Summit Environmental Leadership Act, as this is known, presents us with an opportunity to follow up on the important work of the Earth Summit to develop its blueprint, Agenda 21, for global environmental action. HCON Res 353 outlines a comprehensive national strategy for sustainable development in accordance with the principles of Agenda 21 to be coordinated under the leadership of a specific office and at the direction of a high-level government official. The resolution also urges the United States to identify and initiate further agreements to protect the global environment and to support the creation of a high-level United Nations Sustainable Development Commission headed by an Undersecretary General. third and lastly, the president is urged to report to Congress on the progress made on the with this action. HCON Res 353 is supported by the administration. I have been in contact with the appropriate offices of the State Department and have incorporated their suggestions into the resolution. The 71 co-sponsors in this, of this measure include one half the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee and all of the House delegates to the Earth Summit. It is also supported by the major United States non-governmental organizations concerned with the environmental issues. The Earth Summit presented world leaders with an opportunity that should not be lost. We must now embark on a new course that will sustain our planet and its resources for the benefit of future generations. This resolution calls on the United States to assert its leadership to achieve this goal. I urge my colleagues to support this resolution. Thanks again to the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee for their recognition of the importance and timeliness of this resolution. We must make the promise of Rio a reality. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And so that's what we've been living under, and now they're going into Agenda 2030 that calls for zero carbon, net zero, by 2030, and all the numbers show that would kill billions of people from starvation and death. You've just gotten a little taste of your energy prices doubling and tripling. The third world, half their money goes to food and the rest goes to energy. You cut that off or you increase the price, people die. But that's what the poison shots are all about, maiming you, poisoning you, slowly killing you, sterilizing you. And they do it over and over again. But remember, she said a high-level government official will run all of this. Well, that's what they've had is Department of Energy, Department of Health, Department of Transportation. All these federal agencies just do whatever they want and make law outside of law. The answer is enforce the law. Like, there are laws in the books you can't give people experimental shots or try to make them take it. It's also the Nuremberg Code. But in places like Louisiana and Missouri and now Idaho, they've got bills introduced that are moving forward to criminalize trying to make somebody or lying to somebody and telling them an mRNA shot is safe. In Idaho, the bill makes it illegal, period, to give somebody an unapproved shot, which it is illegal, but they just bypassed that with all the emergency orders that Trump and then Biden continued on with. So here's a clip of a newscast on the legislation in Idaho.
Well, some Idaho lawmakers are now looking into adding criminal charges for anyone who administers an mRNA vaccine like a COVID or flu shot. A bill officially introduced into the Idaho State Legislature would do just that. Tonight at 6, Bronte Sirotsky joins us live in studio and explains what mRNA vaccines are and why some lawmakers in Idaho want them gone.
Well, this bill, if passed, would amend Idaho state code by adding a new section to penalize anyone from administering an mRNA vaccine in the state with a misdemeanor. In Idaho, a misdemeanor offense is punishable by jail time or a fine.
And we are seeing more and more concerns rising because of the mRNA vaccine.
Idaho Senator Tammy Nichols, one of the lawmakers sponsoring this bill, says she's had concerns about the COVID-19 vaccine because it was administered under an emergency use authorization before receiving FDA approval. The bill would essentially make it a misdemeanor for anyone to administer an mRNA vaccine like a COVID shot in the state of Idaho.
We have issues that this was fast-tracked. There's no liability. There's no access to data. The risk benefit analysis has not been done. There's no informed consent.
But other lawmakers in the bill's hearing pointed out that the COVID vaccine did get a full FDA approval after being fast-tracked.
They ultimately were approved under the ordinary approval process and did ultimately, you know, survive the scrutiny of being subjected to all the normal tests.
That's not
an
true.
An mRNA vaccine uses messenger RNA, something we have in our own cells to protect us against illness.
And it's almost like a set of instructions. So your cells use these instructions to make proteins that your body needs, whether it's just to basically function or it's to protect itself against illnesses like COVID.
Some examples of other mRNA vaccines include flu shots, rabies, Zika, and scientists are even studying these vaccines to treat cancer. But Senator Nichols says she'd like Idaho to go a different route.
There's multiple types of COVID shots that are available. The state of Idaho has used other types. There are other shots that we can utilize that do not have the mRNA in it.
All right, folks. It is not a vaccine. It is a gene therapy, and they have blown away the approval process and violated federal law, and it's criminal. And this is the right action. Here's a clip from 2009 on Jesse Ventura's show where I specifically warn him of what's coming with these new poison shots with Dr. Rima Labo, married to the former head of the Army Special Operations, General Stubblebine. She was working on heads of state who told her they were planning to depopulate through poison vaccines. Here we are many, many years ago warning the world.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions. And this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo. But she doesn't live inside the United States because she's so concerned about all the police state development.
Do you want to come in and sit down?
No, sir. I'd rather not.
You'd rather just be here so you can make a fast exit if you have
to. As soon as you and I finish,
you're out.
I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
What is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this?
All right, we've actually got the HD of that. Sometime this week, I ought to air the entire episode that I basically wrote the research for, that particular episode. That and the FEMA camp episode got erased off people's DVRs, and they censored it. They got top ratings for True TV. But how do we know all this? Well, today the UN's trying to pass a world treaty to take control of your body and run your life and make you take shots and have more lockdowns. That's the year 2023. This has been the plan. And she was told by multiple heads of state of the plan, and so was her husband, who had the highest level security clearance you can get, above top secret. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two. Please stay with us until everybody you know tune in. This is an information war. We can't win it without you. You are critical. Stay with us.
Combat model, optimal self-sufficiency, probably the leader. And we've already set up operations against them. We've already exposed them so bad. All our past work is like money in the bank. It's already, I can get killed tomorrow or put in prison or whatever. We already them up. We them hard. We them hard. You, New World Order. We you.
One more to go.
Right. Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
I am in the arena. Yeah! This is where I want to be! This is the way to go down, baby! This is just the beginning. My destruction will be spectacular.
Accepted.
Oh, I'm combat model, optimal self-sufficiency, probably the leader.
I'm just here to tell you, we can see you. Miles and miles and miles.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.